Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive. What is going on, Time to Thrive fam? We are back with another episode in probably the busiest season of our entire life. And we're going to look back on this time and be like, wow, we were busy. And I hate using that term, busy.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think we're coming into that season. I think right now it's kind of like that gear up and kind of almost that anticipation of just chaos. So we wanted to really take you guys through, because we've been chatting on our Instagrams a little bit of like, okay, we're coming into a really busy time. And if you've been following along, you're like, these next, especially month to 2 months, are going to be wild plus more. So just to kind of break it down for you guys, as we record this, it is middle of July. And in about a month, we're going to be moving cities, okay? So we are moving up to Kelowna, which is about a four-hour drive away from where we're at now.
And we're super, super excited for that.
Super pumped. But with that means, A, a move. B, moving offices for me. You know, moving into literally my parents' house for a month while our house is getting built and being finished.
And like moving lifestyles too, right? And like trying to get back into that flow of everything. Like right now we have a very, very solid routine, and the routine is literally, it goes by every day, and like every single day it's kind of the same thing, but like things get done. Whereas like once we move, we're gonna have to figure out a new routine just because of things being different.
Yeah. And so even with work, like I'm gonna be basically working two dental jobs. It sounds crazy. Jared's going to roll his eyes at me and
yeah,
whatever.
Honestly, I've already rolled my eyes twice.
But basically for 3 weeks at the end of August, early September, and the reason why we really wanted to do this podcast is because I've got a lot of questions on Instagram of like, okay, how do you balance two jobs? How do you like stay fit while you balance two jobs? All these things. And like we are coming into a very busy time where we're also looking after a dog. So if you hear
some
barks,
there's going to be some.
Or moaning because she's an attention suck, there's going to be some in the background. But that's okay.
But she's
cute. We love her. Basically, I'm going to be working Monday, Tuesday, 12-hour days in Kelowna, getting the 6:30 a.m. flight down to Vancouver, working an 8-hour day on Wednesday, an 8-hour day on Thursday, flying back up to Kelowna and working a 12-hour day on Friday for 3 weeks straight.
And it's going to be insane. And you know what? We really had to like wrap our mindset around what is actually going on and how we're going to be able to do this as a couple. Because at the end of the day, we run an online business that is both of us. And for these next 6 weeks, there's going to be a lot of kind of not putting the ball into the other person, but like really heavily focusing on how we can make sure that we're spending the proper amount of time together, but also like inputting the maximum amount of effort into our business at the same time.
Yeah. So we really want to tie this all back to, you know, the mindset of busy, right? Because everyone has busy periods of their life. Everyone knows when you're ramping up for back to school or this or that, or end of summer and travel plans and all that, that you can really like, you can either make money or you can make excuses, but you can't make both, right?
I love that quote.
And this is a really huge time in our life where we're really exemplifying that of like, we have a lot going on, but that also doesn't mean that we can lose sight of our priorities, okay? Our health, our relationship, our business. There are certain things that we can do some pre-work for and be really organized and planned and make sure that things don't fall to the wayside.
And what it's going to come down to too is like making sure that we aren't mindless scrolling for 30 minutes, making sure that we aren't wasting time in inefficient manners. And you kind of have to look at your own life and be like, am I busy to the extent that I'm saying that I'm busy? Or am I busy to the point where like I'm also filling it with my gaps with shit that just doesn't matter?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So really, really, really focusing and being intentional as to what we're doing. So number one, we're going to be pre-scheduling. It's going to be a lot of macro planning. Now, for those of you that don't know what that means, there's micro, there's macro. Macro means the grand scheme of things. So we're really going to be focusing on the entirety of our business and making sure that we can pre-schedule the things that are going to push the business forward so that we are at the forefront of everyone else's thoughts, but also so that we're able to give our clients the value and the attention that they deserve outside of those times. We're not going to be spending our time every single day posting and doing content and doing all these different things when realistically, all of this can be done so that we can go in and really nurture the people who are close to us within our business as the days go by.
And this is something to remember is like any business, conversations are always going to trump content, right? 100%. So when you get into a period of busy, I think you really have to audit what is an income producing activity and what is not. Pre-schedule the stuff that's not really income producing. Pre-schedule, you know, the reels and the posts and emails and, you know, VIP Facebook group posts and all these types of things, right? Those can all be pre-scheduled or automated or whatever. And that could just be simply sitting down on a weekend here in the next couple weeks, busting that out, pouring up a fizz and like getting some work done and having that all roll out. And that, yes, those items and those activities, they bring in business, but those items themselves are not always income producing. Like
at the end of the day,
conversation like, has to happen after that.
Yeah. Like at the end of the day, like we don't make reels to gain clients per se. You know what I mean? We gain reels to make sure that we are at the forefront and people see what we're doing so that we can have those conversations.
They're lead magnets.
They're lead magnets. And by being able to sit down, like for me, like I like doing and creating that kind of stuff when I don't want to slash am too tired to do other things. So for me, I love to like throw on a baseball game and bust out a bunch of reels, or where like if a hockey game is on XYZ, it doesn't really make a difference. But I like being able to batch that stuff so that you aren't spending your time, number one, searching and planning and doing all those things, but taking more time than it needs to. I find that when I batch and create and schedule reels, I'm able to do it in such a more efficient manner where instead of it taking an hour and a half, it only takes 40 minutes.
And because really a lot of people get caught up in the game of, okay, I posted a reel, I worked my business.
No.
That's not working your business. That's creating a piece of content, but what conversations are you in? What did you actually do to move things forward? Are you supporting your team? Are you reaching out to your clients? All those types of things, right? And those are just some of the activities that we do. So a couple of the pre-scheduling ideas, you know, obviously challenges for our team, how we're supporting them, making sure our team calls and our weekly accountabilities are all up to snuff, business overviews, pre-scheduling events, you know, front-loading the schedule in the month. We know after the 16th, our life is going to be crazy. So what can we do in the first 2 weeks to really front-load that? And the beautiful thing about, you know, having your own network marketing business is you work when you want. So yes, it runs on a monthly sales cycle, but if we want to bust our butt for the first 2 weeks, and because we know that the second 2 weeks are going to be a bit chaotic, yes, we're still going to be able to show up, but maybe not to the same capacity, then that's okay. Yeah. We bust our butt. We do all of our personal stuff. You know, in the first 2 weeks, we're really intentional with that. So that the second 2 weeks, it's like, okay, we're not letting our team down. We're not letting our clients down. And we're really, really focused there.
And it's like the podcast, for instance, like we are going to be recording a couple podcasts. Are you going to be hearing from us 3 hours after we record? No. Will it be 2 to 3 weeks? Potentially, but realistically, it's a smart thing to do. We sit down, we love having conversations with you guys, and we love pouring into kind of our daily life and being able to take you along for the ride. But by being able to pre-schedule things, we're able to give you so much more value than if we were just to be like, hey, Jord, we almost haven't scheduled a podcast. We almost haven't scheduled a challenge for our group. Let's just quickly bust one out and do it. It's going to be so much more effective and so much more like valuable to the client or to the listener when we actually can sit down and give you that piece of value.
Okay, mamas, this one is for you because I know that there are a ton of you listening in, and I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you to have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos.
Yeah, and I think just energetically too, when you know, hey, I've got everything set up, I've got everything scheduled, I've got everything organized, it really allows your mind to settle down and you don't have that like that guilt of, okay, I should be doing everything, I'm missing out the ball on this, I'm dropping the ball over here, I'm not able to show up in this way. It's like, no, I was intentional, I showed up for myself, I did the things that I said I was gonna do. And now you can be more in the flow where you're just in conversations, you're supporting, you know, the conversations that your content is generating, you're initiating other conversations. And now it's, you're not worried about content. Like, content can be scheduled 90% of it. Stories, not so much. Those you're showing up live and whatever. Stories I find honestly easy to do. It's the reels, the posts, the email marketing, all that kind of stuff that it's like that requires intention. So we're going to move on to the next topic. If you guys have questions about that, shoot us an Instagram message or something. Our handles are below. The second thing that we are getting really intentional with entering into this busy life season is awareness for each other. Mm-hmm. Okay. And really becoming cognizant of where we can help each other out, how we can step up for each other. When and where we need help, and just being really intentional with communication and understanding, and not, you know, we're not perfect either. We get snappy at each other. We all couples do. And really just having that awareness of like, we are both going to be going a million miles a minute. Let's have that extra little bit of.
And having that awareness though, like at the end of the day, yes, we run an online business together. Yes, we are business partners, but that our relationship trumps everything, right? And at the end of the day, like, we want to make sure that that doesn't overflow into our relationship. So when little things aggravate or little things kind of boil up to a tipping point, don't let them get there. It comes down to making sure that we have that open line of communication so that we can say, hey, you know what? We have a business task list. The XYZ is loaded onto there and we need to get this thing done. But it also comes down to like knowing and trusting in the other person or knowing and trusting in your teammates that you're going to get these things done, but not being kind of snappy if they aren't done immediately.
And I think this, you know, if you're not in business with your partner or spouse or whomever, this can come to a head when you just have a business busy season in other aspects of your life, or if you're going for a promotion and you're like, hey, I just need this extra support. You're ramping up your business, you're getting into more activity. And I think it honestly, it all comes down to having a really good conversation before you are stressed. 100%. Having those conversations before you are stressed out and laying out where you need help, where you need support. And ladies, a little reminder, men want to help you. They want to be the helpers, okay? They don't want to feel like they're doing something wrong. So if you're already stressed and you're coming at them like, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, I need that, like, da da da, now they feel like they've let you down. Men don't like that, okay? Men want to be like, if you go back to like literally our biology, our historical biology, they want to be the saviors, right? So tell them how they can help you, how they can quote unquote save you. What do you need from them? How can they make you feel amazing? If you're with an amazing man, they're gonna wanna do that for you, right? But they can't read your mind.
Can't read minds, I'll tell you that for free.
So you gotta communicate that and do so when you're in a calm state
Not when you're like heated. And, you know, I have to remind myself of this a lot. Like if I get heated or whatever, I'm like, okay, I'm going for a walk. I'm just going to cool down. I'm not going to have this conversation because it's just not going to come out in the best way. Right. Give yourself a chance to have those conversations. And in those periods of busy times, like for us, it's going to look like maybe 3 to 4 weeks. We're also going to have that awareness that like, it's probably not, it's an exciting time, but it's probably not going to be like our most romantically spicy time in our life. Right?
Yeah, speak for yourself.
It's going to be, you know, finding those pockets of time where we can really connect, diving into each other's love languages, like making the most of the time that we have. But if I'm flying back and forth to Vancouver, it's not going to be that in depth, but that's okay. It's a season that's going to come around, and then we're into wedding season. We're doing all that, and that can ramp up at the same time.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the little dog, you know, I'm looking at you and it's just cute. No, and 100%. And like, yes, it sounds like, oh, well, it's only 6 weeks. Yes, but 6 weeks is a long freaking time when it comes to being literally pulled in 7 million directions and running an organization of like 200 plus people. It's not just me and Jordan that have to kind of like figure everything out on the fly and make sure that everything is done. It's that we're trying to build a successful business so that other people have us to look to as kind of like their savior as well. Not, you know what I mean? Like we were talking about the whole mm-hmm. biology thing. It's just like really making sure that we are there to support the people that put the trust in us to help them build a large scale business.
Yeah. So moving on to number three is setting boundaries. Okay. And we've kind of alluded to this the whole time, but really making time for what is important, for what is moving that needle forward, whether it be in your business, whether it be in your life, whether it be in your relationship, and really cutting out the rest, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The other focus for us is like, hey, we are getting married in less than 4 months. We want to be feeling our best. We also have fitness goals. So like, we don't really want to let that slip because that's also important to us. So what's going to go? Maybe it's the Netflix. Maybe it's the mindless scrolling. Maybe it's, you know, just those unintentional days that you kind of waste. It's likely going to be a lot less kind of just casual drinks on the weekend, because then you wake up on a Sunday and you're like not feeling your best and you're not as productive. Well, that's a day where we could have also sat down and got a ton of work done to really help our future selves out, right?
And I find that like, especially on like the weekends too, where we choose to sleep in, we choose to do these things, and we look back and like, would I say that that's a bad thing? Absolutely not, because at the end of the day, we need to be able to give that to each other as well. But really being able to say, hey, you know what? Like, we're spending a Sunday like bumping out a bunch of work. Because like, we can put in 5 hours that's going to put us 30 hours ahead.
And right? A lot less stress.
And a lot less stress. And like, doing that audit of wasting time and figuring out places that really just don't need to be kind of used right now. And it comes down to little things too. Like I go back to this like list that we have, and it's like, I'm not even talking to Jordan right now. I'm just talking about kind of what it looks like. But it's like, a thing gets added to the list and it's like, hey, well, no, we really just need to delete this, because yes, it's a great idea, but it's not a great idea to be implementing that right now just due to the time constraints. Or it's one of those things that say, hey, you know what? We've already done this 6 different times in 6 different ways. How can we reproduce this to look brand new, but also kind of be completely different?
Yeah. So setting those boundaries for yourself, for your business, for your relationship, for your time, for your energy. It's so important. It's important always, but especially important when it is that busy season. So we are
super excited. We're super fired up. And honestly, jump over to our Instagrams and follow us, because the next kind of like
4 months,
4 months, yeah, 4 or 5 months of our life, and then going into the new year are going to be electric. Like, they are going to be freaking awesome. And I'm so fired up.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be super stressful going into the next 6 weeks, but like, the next 6 months of our life are going to be so sick.
Yeah, and we are revving up. Like, business is just in such a crazy momentum right now. It is wild. We actually had
like alive today with the head office of our company and the top 1% of the company. And it's just so crazy to see what's all coming down the pipeline for the last half of the year. You guys, it's so crazy. We are in the last half of 2024. And I think it's so cool to see like what that opportunity is. And when you think like we did an episode last year around the holiday time about separation season. And honestly, go back and listen to it. I think it was one of our first episodes that we did. But August, like end of July, August, and even into September is a separation season as well.
100%. It's crazy because like the new year, people like to be like looking at like what they're going to accomplish. And then now it's like so many people put their goals and their dreams on the back burner for quote unquote the summertime, when realistically, if you double down on having a social life, having a business life, doing all the things that you can do to set yourself up for the wildness of September, October, November, you are going to be light years ahead of your competition.
Yeah. And that doubling down isn't all consuming.
No.
That just means being intentional. That means like setting out an hour of your time, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Like as an entrepreneur, that's not a lot of time. And that's on your own schedule whenever you want during the day, not when somebody's telling you to. And that can create massive momentum and shifts in your life. And that will have a ripple effect into all areas of your life too. So
we're super proud of you guys. Jump down into the show notes. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit Jordan up on Instagram. Take a look at Jordan's dental ebook, Tooth Fairy Secrets.
Guys, it's really good.
It's really freaking good. And like,
if you're a mama, you need it.
Take a little peek. Share us on Instagram. We cannot wait to see you guys in the next one.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.